Bob Wesp admits it's not a pretty sight.
Here's some loads that just got dumped off last week.
We're standing across the road from his lumber store off Highway 41 in Hartford, staring at an unruly pile of tree trunks.
You get elm, you get ash, we get a lot of maple. This is maple. And we get a little dab of honey locust, hackberry.
Despite the magnitude of the pile, it represents only a small fraction of Wesp's business and is the only wood he mills. Most lumber stacked in his showroom arrives ready to sell to contractors and cabinet makers in standard lengths.
Most sawmills, if the log isn't 8 feet long, it's not a log.
The urban trees arrive damaged and in odd shapes and sizes.
Those logs are 4, 5, and 6 feet long. But there's still a lot of usable lumber in them. We saw those.
Wesp walks me through the mill. The air smells of the pine he's been cutting.
The logs come in there, get kicked onto this carriage. The carriage grabs it, runs past the saw. There's the main saw. If the log is too big,
Wesp
then
says before
the
running the logs through, he often has to remove embedded metal.
A lot of the trees that come out of the city have metal in them, the nails that were pounded in over the years or... Sometimes they actually put a bolt through the tree to hold it together. I mean, it'll add 10, 20 years to the life of a tree sometimes, but it sure doesn't do us any good.
Wesp invested in a handheld detector.
You have to check every log, and you got to check four faces. You know, you check the log as it lays on the ground, and then you roll it and check the bottom and make sure there's nothing in there. So there's a lot of labor that goes into it.
Yet Wesp is confident he can turn a profit by recycling urban trees. For example, shipping companies could use long blocks of pine to hold big pieces of machinery in place for transport.
You get a lot of different products out of it. You know, some of it ends up in tables. You know, some of it ends up as trim or wainscoting. But some of it is pallet lumber and industrial blocking as well.
During my visit, Wesp's mill stood silent. He says his challenge is to build markets for urban wood. Dwayne Sperber is on board. He's a furniture crafter and a connection maker.
I learned about the U.S. Forest Service study that says that if all urban trees across our country were utilized or turned into lumber, it would equal 3.8 billion board feet of lumber annually, which is close to about 30% of what is produced annually in the U.S. On a commercial level.
Sperber says it's not a tree hugger thing, but rather capitalizing on what's usable. However, he says it's not as simple as filling a warehouse with urban lumber.
A general contractor won't generally come in and ask for urban wood unless he's been directed to use it.
Sperber has been targeting architects and customers.
These people need to feel really good that this is wood that can be used like any other wood. And it's a little delicate sometimes.
He and Wesp have cultivated projects. Urban ash now threads dramatically up 5 flights in the form of 88 stair treads in the Clock Shadow building in Milwaukee's Walker's Point neighborhood. Wesp reports another order is about to head out his door.
This is part of UWM.
A new daycare center on the UWM campus will incorporate his urban ash in paneling and trim. Wesp says he noodled the idea of repurposing felled city trees a long time before he made the move.
And I think the biggest reason that it actually came to be is because of the emerald ash borer and the awareness that there is that there's going to be a lot of wood coming down. And the municipalities are starting to understand that they're going to have to figure something out other than putting it in the landfill, you know.
While Milwaukee is Wesp's biggest supplier, he says it has not been bringing him loads of ash. The city is opting to treat rather than eliminate its ash canopy. However, he still receives nearly 4,000 urban trees a year from which to salvage lumber. Meanwhile, Milwaukee has slashed its tree disposal costs in half. Susan Bence, 89.7, WUWM.